I want to say that I am standing before you in the name of the Lord. It is only by Him that I am here.
Yes, amen.
And I thank Him. I have much to praise Him for.
Yes.
And I thank Him this day for bringing me to this day. If you knew how many Sundays He has done this, you would be amazed. So we give Him all praise and all glory and all honor. And this morning, I'm going to do the drawing on the board again. And while I do, I'm asking Robert for you to sing. He could have called 10,000 angels. He chose the cross.
Yes.
Jesus came into this world knowing His cross. And for the congregation, this is the third message. But it goes a little bit differently as we put a title up there, The Unexpected Crosses. I'm so thankful, and I know you are too, that Jesus went to the garden before He went to the cross. He laid down His life before. They didn't take His life. He laid it down. He gave it willingly for you and for me. There's a scripture I want to read in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. Now, in some of our other little messages concerning the cross and the crosses that we are to bear, oh, by the way, you don't have but one cross. From the beginning of your life, walking with God, there's going to be many crosses before you leave this world. And I really should have put this up here because crosses overlap. Sometimes they build on each other. And sometimes you bear more than one cross at a time. You believe that? Well, this says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And where is he now? He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he's praying for you and me to also endure our crosses. Jesus, well, we gave a little portion of the song in one of the other messages. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. There's not one individual in here today. Unless you refuse your cross, Jesus said, embrace your cross. Take up your cross. In one scripture, he said, do it daily. And he said, follow me. Oh, the cross represents suffering. And our humanity wants to draw back. Amen. From suffering, from hard places, from trials, from tribulations. Over in 2 Corinthians, I want to read another scripture before we go on because we're just laying a little foundation. In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, it says, just a second here. And this has been a comfort to me, this scripture has, because it's about comfort. It says in verse 3-5. Oh, I'm in 1 Corinthians, sorry. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. But look at this. Who comforteth us in all our tribulations. I could say who comforteth us in all of our crosses. It says tribulation. But sometimes our crosses will be tribulations. Hard places. Hurtful places. And what did Jesus say to his disciples? You got to deny yourself. He said in one place, if you save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. It won't be in vain if you deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him. Embrace your cross. I think in one of our messages, we said, identify your cross. Recognize what your cross is supposed to do. It has purpose. It's to strengthen and establish. And we may quote this again. But there's a purpose in your cross. It's to change you. That part of you that needs to die. be crucified on the cross. I've expressed this before, a great cross. I had not submitted myself to the ministry, but the Lord was calling me, but I was resisting. And it was during a message at Monarch, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, "My ministers are not always liked, but you want to be liked. And you will compromise the truth to be liked." That was my weakness. As soon as God said it, I knew it was true. I went to the very far end of the altar, and Sister Hargrave, Sister Sammons prayed with me, and I could not tell them I was being called to the ministry. All I could say is, "I want to be liked." Did you know that thing had to be crucified? I wept and cried and carried on until I was able to allow that thing to be crucified on my cross. It's been a cross all along the way. I have to bear that, and I have to watch it, and I have to guard it. The enemy would like for that to creep back up in my life. So I'd like for us all to be reminded that you have a cross to bear, more than one. You have crosses all along the way. I want to remind us again of the consecration Jesus made to his cross. And he's calling for us to make consecrations in the same way. When we look at the scene of him in the garden, and you know, he didn't call it his cross. He called it his cup. Did you know you have a cup? The word of the Lord says, "In the hand of the Lord, there is a cup, and it's full of mixture." So is that cup going to be all poured out here in the beginning of your life? No. Jesus said, "Let this cup," you could put in their cross and it would mean the same thing. "Let this cross pass from me. Let this cup pass from me." But he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Oh, that's where we need to be. We need to say, "Lord, I take my cup. I will bear my cross. I know that you will comfort me." Now listen to this. "Who comforteth us in all," and I'm going to insert crosses again, "that we may be able," listen, you don't have a cross in vain or selfishly. God puts these things into our life to shape us and mold us and fashion us, but it's to help somebody else. Because it goes on here and it says, "To comfort them that are of anyone that is in trouble," the one you're sitting next to may be bearing a cross right now, and they may need comfort. What comfort have you received? He says, I want you to turn around and comfort others, encourage them. Brother, sister, bear your cross and win a crown. Isn't that what we're doing today? What does the little path say? It's the straight and the narrow way. It's the way of life. And Jesus said it to his disciples. He said it to all who would listen. Choose life. Don't turn your back on the hard places simply because they're hard. Take your cup. It's going to have many different things in it. Many of you, I'm looking across the congregation, and you're young. I was once young. I was once in your place, anticipating my future, the changes that would come in my life. I was there. I understand. Did you know that the way to heaven is not a full way of roses and flowers and everything good? Is that discouraging? No, I believe he wants us to be prepared. Yes. To recognize, I'm going to have to bear some things. What did he say? He said, if you will suffer with me, you shall reign with me. There's a reward. And if you're anticipating a life, being a wife or a husband, and I may be going to say some things that are hard today to bear. But I want to tell you something. When God brings us together and we stand before a place and we offer vows, maybe we don't always realize how long life will be. But he wants us to be faithful to our vows to the end. So, I'm going to read you the song that prompted our inspiration for this particular message, which is The Unexpected Cross, but I have changed it to Crosses. I've come far enough that I know there's more than one. Traveling through Jerusalem, Simon of Cyrene came upon the crucifixion of the innocent Nazarene. Soldiers shouted orders that gave Simon's heart a chill. And then he took the cross from Jesus and carried it up the hill. The unexpected cross is always hard to bear. And there's glory in the suffering and triumph in despair. Christ is our example, and the crown is worth the cost. Lord, help me to bear faithfully the unexpected cross. Along the road to heaven, crosses lie unseen. A crisis for the moment will keep the spirit keen. As Jesus gives the orders, I will sacrifice my will. take up the cross and follow the victory on up the hill. The unexpected cross is always hard to bear. But there's glory in the suffering and triumph in despair. Christ is our example, and the crown is worth the cost. Lord, help me bear faithfully the unexpected cross. There will be times that things will come into your life that will be shocking. It will happen in a moment. Everyone here knows. Our family experienced that. In a moment, a drunk driver crossed over and hit us head on. Our daughter was taken. Colleen Meek was taken. I lived. It altered our lives in a moment. It was an unexpected cross. Who's to know what your unexpected crosses will be? Well, what the scripture says, that we do not know what tomorrow will bring forth. We know not what this afternoon will bring forth. But God knows. We live life, and there are changes that come into our life. And everyone here that is of much age at all can look back and say, I had an unexpected cross. I look at Irma. I remember the day her husband was taken. Who would have thought? And she has borne that cross all of these years. Oh, God, help us to faithfully bear our unexpected places that come on us. Sister Opal Kelly, here's an unexpected cross. She always sat right over here. She was unique. She was different. She was a widow. She was a faithful saint of God. She ultimately was a missionary in Mexico. Old. She was already old when she went. But I can remember her testifying that she was chosen in the furnace of affliction. Did you know affliction can be a cross that you can bear all of your life? Oh, we try to get out of affliction, don't we? When we pray, when somebody gets sick, what is our prayer? Oh, Lord, please come and heal them right now. We plead the blood. We plead the stripes. And we plead the promises. And we do all of this. But maybe the Lord wants us to bear something with our other crosses. In Isaiah 48 and 10, God said, and this is where she would give her testimony. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. And Sister Opal counted it her cross all through her life. You know what the furnace of affliction represents? It's not just an unexpected cross. It represents severe trials. It represents suffering. It has a purpose that's intended, and I've already quoted it, to strengthen, establish, and settle you. So when a cross comes into your life, don't push it away. Embrace it. Say, Lord, do with me what you want to do with me. How you want me to be. Well, there's a scripture that I often will use in my prayer. Lord, help me to be a vessel unto your honor. If we push it away, we will not be a vessel unto honor. So there are some crosses that overlap other crosses. She didn't have an easy life. Sister Opal didn't. She lost her husband, had two sons to raise, and her husband wasn't saved when he died. It was a heartache to her. She bore that with grief, with only God giving her the comfort in her tribulation. Philippians 16 and 8, speaking about Jesus, and it says, being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Did you know it's hard sometimes to die to yourself? It takes, I don't know that I can really put it into words what all it takes, because down through my life, there were many places that I had to die. But you have to deny yourself. Does Jesus order all of our crosses? If I ask for a raise of hands, I would say you would all say yes. But I'm going to disagree with you. He doesn't order all of our crosses, but he allows them. And I hope that you understand what I mean. I mentioned already of those who are anticipating marriage, changes in their life. I've mentioned taking those vows. We should never enter into marriage or the vows of marriage without counting the cost. Right now, you probably have rose-colored glasses on. Everything just looks so great. And probably every one of us that ever stood at an altar to be married felt the same way. That's just human nature. We don't want to burst your bubble. But it will be good for you to face the truth and reality. Did you know not everyone that takes those vows stay together? Especially in our country, we have a very high rate of divorce. Broken homes. Children that feel that. Did God choose that? No. Did God choose that cross? No, but he doesn't cross a person's will. And there are those that have had to take up the cross and bear it to the end of their life because they took a vow. It was an unexpected cross. Everyone that stands there to take the vows, they believe it's going to last till they die because they say it. We'll not depart until we die. That's God's way. Oh, I want to tell you, there is heartache in that unexpected cross. But you can promise. You can go before the Lord and say, Lord, I know. What did Paul say? He had something that was a thorn. A cross that he wanted to get rid of. It was difficult and hard. And he cried out 3 times. Please help me to be removed from this thorn in my flesh. Did God remove it? Did he say, oh, you poor little thing, I'll take this cross away. You won't have to bear it anymore. No, he did not. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in your cross. Oh, it doesn't say that word, but I'm putting it in there. Bear the cross. He has grace for us to bear the cross, to be faithful to our vows. He has the power to help us. So some of these crosses will overlap. But there will be a final cross. Oh, we can look at that final cross and some might say, oh, that's so sad. No. This is where God wants to bring each one of us. You are growing older day by day, whether you're young or whether you're my age. But there will come a day, it will be the last. How are you going to embrace that cross? I can tell you one way you can. You can say, you know what? This is my ticket. This is the way I'm going to make it. I will take up my cross to the end. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Don't be afraid of crosses and suffering and unexpected crosses and put your hand in the hand of God. Cheryl had her favorite scripture was on the wall behind her bed. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He will be the God of all comfort in all tribulation, in all crosses. Embrace your crosses. Pray for me.